Hello friends, we will study this chapter 17, Influencer Marketing, and Professor Ashish Hathi is going to take you through this particular chapter. Overall, we are studying these chapters under your marketing management in digital era. So what is influencer marketing? We are now going to learn through this chapter influencer marketing, very powerful topic. This involves brand, not on its own, but collaborating with some individuals who have a significant following. Okay, so this is what, when done by the brand, it is known as influencer marketing. Here the logic behind is you exploit or leverage the trust and influence this individual has created through his action, through his communication, and thereby promote your product by utilizing his fan following. Okay, so that's what influencer marketing is. It evolved from a simple endorsement to sophisticated content-driven campaign. There's a lot of bandwidth. Creativity is no limit. So for example, as I understand, Gillette, the brand which is synonymous with the personal grooming, etc., have even used transgender and other nature of people, influencers, in European country. It may not be so this thing in India, but that's what the evolution is all about. It has a lot of gain momentum with widespread proliferation of social media channels. So that's where the crux is. So what is the definition of influencer marketing? Influencer marketing is all about partnership between a brand and the influencer person chosen by him who has a strong fan following on social media. That's what influencer marketing core concept is. So elements are, first of all, it's the influencer himself, okay? That influencer has some corollary with the nature of target segment that you are trying to approach. So there has to be that sync, okay? That fan following is out of his own authority, his own knowledge, and the nature of relationship that he has, the foundation on which the relationship is built. Even influencer has to be careful, he do not advertise something that will break that foundation. And likewise, the brand can look at utilizing that cornerstone of the foundation. So brand will also, if this influencer is sound to be the most dependable, the brand will get the dependable voice character built into their overall brand persona. The goal is to foster awareness, means reach out to wider audience whom you otherwise cannot. Build trust, you imbibe certain characteristics that the influencer has among your brand persona. So that is what messages reach more promptly, open rate would be very high. So you are engaging in an organic manner and therefore the belief in your engagement will be very high. Trust will be there. The role and significance of influencer marketing is that it has today now become an integral part of digital marketing. Your overall digital footprint, your overall digital reach will be limited if you do not rope in right and credible influencer in your entire digital campaign. The strategic benefit is you are able to not only reach out, you are able to bring the credibility with your target audience. So that's a benefit strategic. So how do you enhance brand awareness and reach using influencer marketing? Influencer extends the brand reach to a new and untapped audience, which brand would have otherwise not able to attract, because brand tries to limit itself to his voice, to his persona. But then this side of the story is influencer is attracted his particular right kind of a persona people, you know, because he is specialist in something. Brand, of course, when matches out that influencer and knows the kind of a fan following, like brand tapping Virat Kohli for this thing is tapping a young follower. So brand introduction, you are able to, through an endorsement, you can even introduce your new brand. You can create a teaser among the targeted customer. So this is all outside the traditional channels. Impact, vast engagement audience that influencer already has, you create substantial brand visibility, because as I told you earlier, open rate, etc., are very high among influencers, a send message. So that's the power of brand awareness and reach. Credibility and trust, not to say that the kind of a credibility, the kind of a trust that the influencer has, the same rub-off effect will come on the brand. So brand will also be trusted. Their recommendations are seen more as a genuine recommendation. They are therefore trustworthy, and therefore belief will come. So next time the customer faces that issue, your products might come out first on his mind. Trust transfer. So trust that the influencer has, okay, vis-a-vis his follower, that trust gets transferred with your brand communication in the favor of the brand. So that's the power of credibility and trust. Targeted marketing. Influencer marketing also allows you to precise targeting, niche targeting, so to say. Okay. So this is what you have to try and see how it helps you. Demographic alignment. Brand can collaborate with influencers across different demographic or a specific demographic appealing influencers. So you are able to align better with your specific demographic based audience. Effective reach. Tailored marketing efforts results in more impactful campaigns. So as they say that you are going to adopt different digital marketing channels, but if you bring in the influencer marketing, you are going to reach out to larger target audience. So that is the power. Your reach in one go will be far higher than your otherwise doing your digital marketing. Maybe scientifically, technically well without influencer marketing will be lower than what it would be with the influencer marketing. So content creation is again a critical aspect. Like in all other digital, this will keep coming. Creating a content. Influencers are skilled content creators who produce authentic and engaging material. So you have to develop your content. Now you are going to him as an advertiser. Influencer has built his image based on the content, of course, that he is. For the field specialized he is in. Do not consider that he has hired professionals. No, that's a different thing. He has built this out of his understanding about what topic that he's going to talk about. Now, brand is going to hire that influencer. This brand guy, content creator, has to really understand what is that need, a kind of a content that person has created, the tonality, the vocabulary, etc. And accordingly, you get into developing a content on your behalf that an influencer is going to release. So you require a content strategy which needs to be enhanced, wherein studying the past feeds of the influencer, talking to that influencer, you get those cues, so to say. Alignment, your content is to align finally with the interest of the audience. So that is what you have to keep the audience relevance and engagement in mind. SEO benefits, search engine optimization benefit. Influencer marketing can boost your brand's SEO effort. So probably as they say that generally when you complete your SEO activity and then you do your influencer marketing, etc., you are creating a leverage for your done SEO. Traffic increase, mentions and links on the influencer platform will drive traffic to your brand. It will be seen as a very ideal recommendation, very trustworthy recommendation, and as a result, increased traffic and quality backlinks will improve your search engine ranking. You have already done as SEO, which is going to give you a benefit. But with this influencer marketing, this search engine ranking will further improve. And therefore, you are most likely to come higher when searched, higher in the list, so that you are noticed. We are learning a role of influencer marketing. For one such is the cost effectiveness on three parameters: advantage on ROI, budget flexibility, and providing you with the high ROI. So this is known as a cost effective. When I say cost effective, means to get the influencer you have to pay, but with that cost, the number of people that you will reach in one go, that is very attractive proposition, makes it cost effective. Small to medium sized business with limited marketing budget also can use the right influencer and still capitalize. overall, with the high engagement and the conversion rate that will happen with your engagement influencer marketing, you get higher return on cost, giving you feedback and insights. So collaboration with influencers provides brand with invaluable customer insights. So you understand behavioral traits of those who are following the specific influencers. Interaction with the audience can suggest any product development or any other service improvements needed. Brands can gain a deeper understanding of preferences and needs. It is not brand asking a question, it is an influencer asking a question. So likelihood of getting a response is also high, true response is also high. So that's where it helps you with. Evolves with the social media trends. So influencer can often at the forefront of an emerging trend. They either set the trend or they are very adaptive to the change, because they also want to remain in that top category. So their adoption being a very fast, brand also gets that help. So when brand partners with such influencer who's quick to adopt to fast moving trends on the social media, etc., then they also get a benefit out of that. It keeps your strategy fresh. The change that is incorporated by influencer, if you also get into it or if you pursue as per that change, there will be freshness in what you do. Increasing reach and engagement. Influencer marketing will give you strong reach and engagement. Reach, I told you, is reaching simultaneously the desired target group of customers. So the amplification, millions of followers will simultaneously in a real time get the message. So that's the amplification level you get. Engagement, because you are not only, they reach not only the large targeted people, but there is an interest due to which their followers are there. Therefore, your message, when it reaches them, it reaches to the right target audience. And interaction, because they believe what has come from him worth reading, and therefore they also open and see. So open rate and those things will be high. Credibility wise, trust transfer, in the sense the trust that they repose in the influencer, the brand gets that leverage. The reputation enhancement, when you tie up with the right influencer, the brand reputation gets the flip, and endorsement by the influencer is like kind of a stamp of approval. Like it is considered as that he is recommending, he may be the user of it, etc. So the brand gets that confidence among the target customer. Creativity wise, authenticity and creativity in the sense influencers offer brand the opportunity to create the content that is authentic and resonate with his kind of audience. So interaction with influencers will get an idea as to what target group of customers, what are those profile of the people that he is trying to attract. Now when you create a content, you will be able to create not only the authenticity in it, it gives you the creative freedom. Content collaborations between brand and influencers are possible to create some innovative idea. They also look for innovative idea, they want to make an impact. Brand needs innovation to always remain differentiated. Delivery, various formats can be used. Depending on the influencer you take, they are either video bloggers, they are text bloggers, etc. So you try and get that delivery channel also utilized effectively. Increased sales and ROI, ultimately it's like a higher conversion rate due to open rate being higher and their message having the trust factor being there. You get a conversion rate also better, which gives a boost to your sales. Therefore, the cost of both acquisition and conversion goes low, and therefore your profitability improves. That helps you in the ROI management also. Influencer marketing, what are the scope? So influencer marketing has become a key trend, which we all know. Originally, it was confined to building a public relation or a publicity kind of thing. Now it has evolved various facets of marketing. Overall, you do this to get either the brand awareness quotient go high or attract new customer, attract new segment. That's the reason by which you create influencer marketing. How it has evolved? integration into the media plans. Influencer marketing has transitioned from a niche, which was only press publicity related, to now one of the media component it has become. E-commerce has created a new wave of opportunity for brand to collaborate on social media, because e-commerce is more dependent on not only convenience, now it is more dependent on what is getting introduced, what is getting benefited. So those kind of awareness, those kind of even educative perspective being shouldered by influencers. Strategic content, you here are able to get are now integral member of the marketing team. Like if you have a regular use of that, collectively the brainstorming, collectively the ideation, and that is reflected in the digital strategy that you evolve. So that's how one can not only imbibe the influence of marketing, but then create an evolution in your digital strategy, which will be long-term beneficial. How they are shaping this, the digital landscape, they play a critical role. Okay, and then they can make consumer change habits, consumer break wrong notions. So that's also the role that they play. So you want certain habits to be broken, you want new habits to be formed. So when influencer coming and telling that brush twice a day, so that's what, you know, people have adopted to it. So that increases the consumption of the product and all. So cultural impact, influencers, the way they picture the project, etc., various aspects of our cultural and public sentiments, that builds the cultural impact. There are both positive and negative to that. Future influences, as the media grows, influencer role is going to expand. It will have, if we look at from the business point of view, they are going to play a very vital role in the business development. There may be a lot of adverse aspect of it on a culture and social front that is going to happen. Influencer marketing in the digital landscape. So modern versus traditional, in the sense, influencer is the most modern form of marketing. Here you are bringing a different set of customers into your family. So here it's a brand and an individual collaborating. So that association is going to really create a specific impact on the followers, specific impact on certain target set of customers. He may not be follower of that influencer, but what he sees that is happening with that and the follower around, he's also not going to be kind of isolated from it. It infects the public opinion, it infects the sentiments, etc. So it has a powerful impact both culturally, socially, and therefore it is a significant aspect of marketing management today. So best practice for influencer marketing campaign, one has to really look at this. So what may be the best practices for successful influencer marketing campaign? So create probably the clearly define your goals. What is your marketing goals? As I said earlier also, attention, interest, desire, or say like brand awareness or lead generation, what is it, or conversion, etc. Then identify right influencer, whose profile, whose follower profile matches with the kind of target group of customers that you are looking at, or a specific persona that he is going to influence. Build a relationship which is founded on the authentic association. Okay, develop a comprehensive brief. It should not be that you use it for the one-off nature. It is like you have to clearly lay down a roadmap that this followed by this, followed by this, and also visualize the impact it will have. So you build the nature of impact essential for ultimate goal reaching. Leverage user-generated content. When influencers start talk, user will participate. Can you leverage, find out the ways to leverage it? Okay, track and measure the success. So every influencer marketing campaign, you need to have analytics being applied to track how it has performed vis-a-vis your set key performance indicator, if any, and maintain transparency with the various stakeholders. Okay, so that will make the trust in the brand very strong. role of social media influencers. So now there are people who are specialists of a social media. They may be influencer on Insta, influencer on Facebook. That may be the case. However, in business and on the society, they can either create a strong awareness, they either influence brand selection, brand shortlisting, consumer decisions, even opinion shift or opinion development, etc. And when they do that, there is a kind of an authority and trust behind. So the amplification is very loud. And as the platforms are evolving, more and more people are joining, influencer marketing is set to grow. So factors contributing to that impact, what is leading to this? They come out with the authority and expertise. People are following it for certain reason. That same authority and expertise your brand is leveraging. There is a niche audience because each influencer has created a niche for himself. He's either tech wizard, he's either fashion influencer or opinion maker, as you say. And followers are of the nature who have a special interest in it. So that niche is directly available to you, and that will create a niche target group for you also, whom you easily approach, create an awareness, build interest, etc. Personal connection with audience, you are able to create that kind of a trust-based intimacy. What is coming to them of your brand through the influencer has the natural trust that they have in the influencer is passed on to you. And if you really create a transparency, there's a kind of an intimacy that you will have. Powerful conversion rate, as the statistics also suggest, most influencers' communications are not only opened, but people even act upon it. And therefore, when you work long-term with that same influencer, with the same niche follower, etc., you not only increase brand association, but translates into relationship and loyalty. How can you achieve vast audience reach? So influencers on platforms like Insta, YouTube, etc. have millions of followers. This is not possible to reach by any effective traditional media platform. And this is also in real time in one go. So that's a very large reach you have. That's the audience reach is fantastic positives of this. Appeal to organizations, their ability to reach vast targeted audience makes that association of the brand with the influencer most vital. What is the cost effectiveness about the influencer marketing? It turns out to be, though you hear millions been paid, etc., but it turns out to be across the board a very cost effective marketing management exercise. Production cost is, say, like not very high. It's engaging the influencer that cost may be high, but later the open rate, the conversion rate, the business that comes through makes everything per volume lower. Client acquisition is not only economical, it is a more effective way to acquire a new customer. Retaining existing customer, making him to repurchase, have a long-lasting relationship, develop loyalty, all this thing it contributes into. Flexibility for all business sizes. So is there, like, otherwise the presumption is it's suitable to only a global or a large multinational, etc. Here it tends to break that. It tells you that effective for both large brands seeking very dominant and very vast reach versus a small brand seeking local reach. So you have a local influencer. Dynamic nature, social media allows influencer to act powerful brand advocate for business of any size. So it's a dynamic in nature. Right choice is important. Continuous promotion. There is so many things are happening. The business today has to find out a reason to communicate, reason to promote. So you have Diwali sale, you have Akshay Tritiya sale, you have new product launch, you have a teaser campaign. There are so much nature of communication that is today created and floated and delivered to the customer. This medium can help you to continuously communicate. ethical utilization. The question of ethical utilization, here integrity and candor, that is influencer marketing involves maintaining integrity and ensuring ethical practices. Influencer also should do certain dipstick about the brand, about the product, etc. before he goes on and gets attached. It's not the money that should be every time. Influencer's responsibility is that he uses what he has created responsibly, okay? And thereby he has created a trust, and that trust he should always maintain. Not for, you know, forgone for some multi-crore assignment given and which then bounces back. So that kind of a thing, he should not get into it. He should play that responsible role. Create a long-term impact. Whatever the practice that they will adopt to, whatever the practice that they will follow, whatever the new thing that they will absorb, whatever the change that they will bring in them, everyone is noticing, and therefore it will have a long-term impact. People will also absorb it. So what are the future trends in the influencer marketing? So first of all, search engine optimization and artificial intelligence integrations. Influencers will play key role in search engine development, and artificial intelligence should facilitate marketing strategy. Now, one end is the content, other end is the target group. Artificial intelligence will help you to have the campaign management, campaign development, etc. done, something automated, etc. SEO makes your site readability, site comprehensiveness, site utility to its user very powerful. So together they will create a different tangent for you. Growing influence, it's like the influence of social media influencers is expected to further grow. The start has just happened. And therefore, brand and influencer alike must adopt to this trend to stay relevant. And therefore, the influencer marketing not only is a continuous tool, it's a tool for even staying relevant. Brand has to have its relevance continued. People will start and keep looking at you in that way. The shift also carried out with the influencer marketing will naturally give you that shift also. So there's a lot of correlation in your association, adaptation, change, etc. on your brand. Types of influencers. So we are going to understand various influencers and their type and the kind of engagement, the reach and the authority and the authenticity with which they can help you with. Importance is right influencer choosing is crucial, because brand entire persona or brand objective fulfillment depends on the person that you choose, and therefore effective selection ensures the success of your marketing campaign. So let's learn about types of influencers based on the way they are, the followers they've achieved, etc., the geographical coverage. There are many aspects, engagement, etc. Influencers have also been typed various differently. We need to understand right type of influence that you choose for your brand will create that desired impact among the followers. So that is what is first is a mega influencer, that is known as typically celebrities or well-known personality with millions of followers. They are across the caste, creed and color, they are popular. That could be generally a celebrity or a well-known personality. So like Neeraj Chopra, you know, Virat Kohli. Likewise, they are like a mega influencer. Reach and impact offer broad reach across diverse demographic. They are not limited to India. They are not limited to high income. They are not limited to male, female. So that's what, there's a wider, diverse demographic coverage they offer. And therefore, your brand awareness is said to be wide and spread, best suited for large-scale campaign aiming at maximum reach, visibility, etc. So that's what a mega cost of engagement, of course, high cost to very high cost of partnership. However, often with lower niche engagement due to their broad audience. Now, what it is trying to tell you is partnership cost will be higher many times, this is not necessarily every time, many times, because of the niche that they connect with, then your cost of engagement and various other things may be slightly high. Engagement may be less personal, but the scale of influence can drive significant awareness. Such people may not get into that personal endorsement, etc., but they still participate in there with you as an engagement. It will still create significant awareness for your campaign. So that's a mega influencer. Macro influencers with a substantial following, usually in the hundreds, thousands, etc., they cater to a specific niche, okay, and therefore they are very crucial for a specific niche based targeting. They provide you balance between mass appeal and the influence among the niche audience, and therefore they are equally important vis-a-vis the mega influencers. Typically high engagement rates, they also charge vis-a-vis mega influencers, offers a balance between reach and influence. They also charge you fairly high amount. Their content often resonates well with the specific community because of that niche that they own. The content resonance is going to be very, very high, leading to more meaningful interactions. So that is what is the advantage of macro influencers. Micro influencers processes similar following ranging from 1,000 to 10,000 as such. They also have a niche authority, but okay, their spread, their concentration may be with certain limitations, maybe in southern India, maybe in India, but not abroad. So that kind of thing. They also are very relatable. They are also equally credible, and they have persuasive power among their followers. That you have to remember. So the impact of targeting is it offers you a target marketing opportunity with a very niche, localized population, ideal for brand looking for a very deep but a particular demographic specific engagement and business development. Nano influencers, influencers with a smaller following base, often under few thousands. About their authenticity, known for their high level of authenticity, personal engagement with their audience. They have ensured that they do not have unwarranted wide following base. Whoever is following are most relevant, and therefore they engage appropriately with them. Audience also engages with him. It's like a close-knit community where trust is strongly built, okay? And therefore, it has its own hyper target marketing advantage. Brand looking for a very specific and engaged audience where they want to interact a lot to make the difference to the brand. They want to generate user content, then the brand will leverage it later. So those kind of objectives, then you get into hyper target marketing kind of a nano influencers, effective for grassroots campaigns or a local business looking to build strong local community ties, etc. So these are, we have studied various types of influencers. So steps in influencer marketing, how do you go step by step? So we are going to study that. Before that, the importance that we need to understand is that if you are aware of what is first, next, etc., you are going to create a strategic approach to that step by step progressive chart, progressive path. And when you follow that structured approach vis-a-vis influencer, and when you partner that strategic step-by-step development is with the influencer participating in it, you create high impact, and that will benefit you on ROI. So step one is identification. Identification means you get into first identifying who's the right influencer. So for that, you have to first refer to the type of influencer. What may be the right type of influencers, then around that find appropriate base, you know, list of influencers, get into the kind of a demographics that they address, the kind of industry, what kind of a niche that has been attended by them, look at their past performance rate, etc. If you have any data about the audience and their engagement metrics, obtain that. Your criteria should be one who's most relevant and who's going to address your immediate interest. So as I told you, brand in its early stage may get with the nano, create a lot of engagement, generate a lot of user content, which when they open out to micro influencer or a macro influencer or a mega influencer, it can be used by them by some way of, say, testimonial and thing like that. So create your criteria who that could be. Criteria means there are certain selection parameter that you decide. Then you also decide relevance vis-a-vis the brand message, relevance vis-a-vis the brand message, core value of the brand, that will be required to select. So relevance, when you say, it is like whether your influencers, addresses have a link with, have an association with target group of customer that you have in mind. This alignment between in that will ensure that the user generated, that will ensure that the influencer generated content addresses the target followers requirement, and that will create a kind of a authenticity, and that will lead to the brand achieving the desired goal, which may be to enhance the brand awareness. So step one, step two is partnership. After identification, brand has to approach that influencer, discuss ways and means of partnership, set the clear goals, and expectation setting has to happen. What will make the collaboration work? So you have to have mid and long term plan also in mind, which is discussed. Decide on the compensation, for which you will have to create your benchmarks by studying similar kind of influencers. Those rates are difficult and yet easy, you know, you can find out. Discuss what maybe you can pay. So how will you approach, how will you get into negotiations and all those things. But rate discussion before clarity of terms and condition, before clarity of goals, the scope, etc., will otherwise create a problem later on. Establish clear goals, clear way of working, mutual benefit available to him, short and long term perspective is given to him, so that he is also encouraged to become a crystallization force, you know, so that when he does something, that will have a multiplier effect. Step three, content creation. Now it's a stage has come that a content has to be developed and created. Influencers create content that features the brand's product or service. Now there are two routes. Influencer himself will create a content where he will weave in smartly the brand or the product and the features, etc., so that customer get that message, or otherwise brand creates a content for him which he releases it with maybe his kind of a signature style, etc. So this will create an alignment vis-a-vis the influencer style as well as the brand identity. In both cases, whichever way of release, care has to be taken that overall brand identity is maintained, values are maintained to create that trust among the receiver of the message. Content type can be varied in terms of, it could be image, it could be videos, it could be a story, it could be experience, it could be an informative blog. So that is depending on, one is the platform that has been used and the influencer's own style. So that's one has to keep in mind. Creative freedom is always available. Influencer can come out with some idea, or you may suggest him some idea. So that creativity is of course at the center. And integration. Now you have to see that, how do you integrate your content vis-a-vis your ongoing other brand campaign. So that is what is very critical. So you have to see that there is some kind of a sync in that. So brand should encourage influencers to weave the product naturally. Brand should make him aware of your current ongoing campaign, the theme of it, the essence of it, etc. So he tries to bring that in his content that he has developed.